Hello and welcome to Bishop Ato Dixon's podcast. Bishop Ato Dixon is a true son of Bishop Dagwood Mills and the convener of Jesus is the Rock Church, a denomination under the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. Listen and be blessed as he shares with you deep messages from the Word of God.
Father, we bless and thank you. We give you praise for this beautiful morning. Thank you for your power and your presence. Thank you for your spirit you've sent to be with us, to help us, to strengthen us, to guide us, and to lead us. Sweet Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the name of Jesus in our midst. Let the Son be glorified in our midst. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. You want to sing, be glorified. Be glorified. Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. Sing, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. Father, be glorified in our midst this morning. Oh, be glorified. Be glorified in the heavens. Oh, be glorified in the heaven. Be glorified in the earth. Be glorified in the earth. Be glorified in this temple. Be glorified in this temple. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Lord, be thou glorified. Be glorified in the heavens, oh, be glorified. Be glorified in the earth, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified in this temple. Be glorified, Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, be thou glorified. Worship the King, oh worship him. Worship the Lord, oh worship. You want to worship the Lord? Oh, worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship. You want to worship the Lord? Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Oh, worship the Lord, oh worship the Lord. Father, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Worship the Lord in the heavens. Oh worship. Worship the Lord in the earth. Oh worship the Lord. Worship him in this temple. Oh, worship the Lord in this temple. Jesus, Jesus, Lord Jesus. Oh, be the Lord. Jesus, 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 be the Lord. Father, be glorified in our midst this morning. We give you praise. We thank you so very much for a week, O God, of divine impartation. A week, O God, where we had an encounter with you. Thank you for this morning. Our spirit man is open and alert. Our hearts, O God, are open to receive from your presence. Speak to your church. Speak to us. Grant us clarity of thought. Grant us revelation and understanding to your word. In Jesus' name. And all said amen. Oh, and all said amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Well, this morning I'm speaking. Our guest had to take an impromptu dash out of the country. Amen. But I'm speaking this morning. Oh, you're not happy that I'm speaking this morning. Beautiful. Well, I continue to speak on this important subject, which is prayer. Hallelujah. Prayer is a very important act of a believer. Prayer should be and is a part of our lifestyle. Amen. There must be a continuous communication, a continuous relationship. Prayer is a relationship. Amen. Prayer is a relationship. Turn to somebody and tell him prayer is a relationship. Amen. And throughout the week, I believe that Bishop Ntefo has been sharing about our connection. Our connection with the Lord will help us to yield fruits. Not just fruits, but much fruit. How many want to bear much fruit? Oh, yes. God is looking forward to seeing fruits out of our loins. Amen. What fruit are we talking about? The fruit that comes out of our labor. The fruit that comes out of our work. Amen. Maybe let me read from John chapter 15, verse number 1 to 8. The Bible says in John 15, he says, I'm the vine, I'm the true vine. And my father is the husbandman. In other words, my father is the gardener. My father is the farmer. Amen. And then he says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it might bring forth much fruit. Amen. When you are going through the purging process, it's not a pleasant process. It's not an exciting time. And so sometimes during your period of purging, you find believers binding the devil. And you will notice that the devil has no idea of what God is doing with your life. Amen. So it's always good to pray that, Lord, strengthen me to go through the fire. Strengthen me to go through the waters. Because he says that when you go through the fire, he is with you. Some fires must burn some chaffs in your life. Some fires must be able to refine you so that the pure gold inside of you will come alive. And so it is a necessity that you go through the fire sometimes so that the pure gold inside of you will come alive. Amen. So it's not all the trying times and the difficult times you go through, which is the works of the devil. Hallelujah. But sometimes God chooses that route to make you a better person. I see you becoming a better person. I see God purging you and the best of you coming alive in the name of Jesus. Amen. So he says that every branch in me that beareth not fruit, there he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it. And the reason of the purging is so that you can bring forth much
fruit. Amen. 3. He says, now ye are clean through the word. I tell you, what cleanses you is the word. It's the word of God that cleanses you. It's the word of God that keeps you pure. The Bible says that how shall a young man cleanse his ways? How shall a young man? I mean, a young man who is full of lust, full of drive, you know, full of adventure, you know, how can such a person cleanse his ways? The Bible says he has to take heed to the word of the Lord. Amen. The Bible also says that do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the word of God has the ability to renew your mind. You do what you think. You are a product of what you are thinking. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody and tell you are a product of what you are thinking. So the way you think is the way you do things. And so when your thinking pattern also changes, your action patterns will also change. Now, what can change your action pattern? It is when your mind is renewed. And how can your mind be renewed? Your mind can be renewed through the hearing of God's word. As you hear the word of God over and over again, the Bible calls the word of God water. It washes you. It washes your mind from all the filth. It cleanses you. It renews the way you have to think. Amen. Amen. So the more of God's word in you, the better you become. I see you rising to be better and better and better and better and better because of God's word that is deposited in your heart. You know, the psalmist, you know, knows how powerful the word of God is. And so he said that you are blessed when you do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. So instead of listening to the advice, the word of the ungodly, you choose to allow God's word to operate. You are a blessed person. You are a blessed person when you do not stand in the way of sinners. You know, when sinners have gathered and you stay with them, you interact with them, you talk with them, you continue to chat with them, it's most likely that they will influence your life. Hallelujah. You are corrupted by the associations you have, the relationships you have, and the people you move around with. So if you move around with sinners, it's most likely that you will be influenced or you will be infected. Hallelujah. Because sin is very contagious. Sin is more contagious than COVID. Amen. Nor seated in the seat of the scornful. The scornful are those people who laugh at things that has to do with the spirit. They laugh at us when it looks like we are serious with the Lord and we have chosen to journey with the Lord and we have chosen to please the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, some time back, you'll be called Osofumoko. I don't know if anybody has called you that, Osofumoko. I mean, it's as if you are the only one who is a Christian. You know, this one is some small thing. You should do it. Oh, small wine. Chalikwap small. It won't change anything. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But that is an introduction to a lifestyle, you know, that perpetually you may not be able to resist anymore. So you move from the small ones, and then gradually, as there is a build-up, it's just a matter of time, it becomes a habit, and then you would see that you are corrupted greatly. But I pray for you in the name of Jesus that nothing of that sort can be able to turn you away He says that, but his delight, in other words, his interest, in other words, what he is warm towards, his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is in the law of the Lord. The Bible said the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. So the law of the Lord is so perfect that it continues to perfect our lives. As we read it, as we meditate on it, as we think through it over and over again, it perfects us. It becomes like a light on our path and guides us through the path of righteousness. Hallelujah. So he says that his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the law doth he meditate day and night. Meditation is taking bits of the scriptures. You take a verse and then you think about the verse. And then you memorize the verse. And then you try to ask questions. What is this scripture telling me? What am I learning from this scripture? The Lord is saying something. What is the Lord saying? You know, and there might be words that you may not understand. You can go on to listen to or read other versions that can give you clarity and understanding. Sometimes King James, whist, thou, and all those things sometimes can be very confusing. But you can either switch to GNT or NASB or Amplified Version or New International Version or Revised Standard Version. I mean, a version that when you read, you can get clarity and you can get understanding. Amen. Now, as you meditate on God's word, the word of God moves from here, your head, and enters your heart. Once your heart becomes the bank that keeps God's word, when you are pressed on every side, when life's events and life's challenges and the difficulties of life confront you, and you are pressed so hard, what comes out of you will be that which you have been meditating upon, which is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, you are always meditating on something. Nature abhors vacuum. You are always meditating on something. You are either meditating on that guy who disappointed you, or you are meditating on that business partner who has caused you so much pain, or you are meditating on the word of God. So in case you don't know, if you are not meditating on God's word, you are meditating on something else. So it is a choice to meditate on God's word, because the more you meditate on his word, the better your life becomes. Because those who meditate on God's word, the Bible says that they shall be like a tree. They shall be like a tree. They shall be like a tree planted by the rivers. You know, there are some trees that are not planted by the rivers. They are different from trees that are planted by the rivers. The tree that is not planted by the river has to stretch its tap roots further to go and seek for water, or stretch further downwards to see. And if the water table of the area is very, very low, and the type of plant you have cannot go very deep down, it's just a matter of time that tree will die. Hallelujah. But I pray that you will not die spiritually. You will not die spiritually. You will not die because you have chosen that, God, I want to be planted by the river. I want to be planted by the rivers of water. Amen. And so when you are so close to the river, it's so easy to be nourished. It's so easy to be refreshed. You know, when you are dry and you are thirsty, at that material moment, what you need most is not food. At that moment, what you need is not money. What you need is not even a wife. Oh, yes. When you are thirsty, what you need is not chocolate. They might be more expensive than the water, but that is not what you need. In your season and moment of thirst, gross thirst, what meets that need is water. Hallelujah, is water. Now, the water that you plant yourself by is the Word of God. There are times that you can feel some dryness in your soul, in your spirit. Spiritually, sometimes you feel it. How many have felt that way before? That it's like you feel so dry. It's like you feel that you are disconnected. You are too far from God. The closer you are to God's word, the closer you feel God's presence and the closer you feel God's power. Hallelujah. So he says that you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, and its leaves never wither. In other words, you will continue to be beautiful. You will be beautiful. And the beauty I'm talking about is not just the physical beauty, but the beauty of God will reflect on you. Amen. Because you need a lot of leaves, eh? You need a lot of leaves to bear fruit. Those of you who did science, you see that the green leaves carry something called chlorophyll. Now, during photosynthesis, you need the chlorophyll. How many remember photosynthesis? Yeah. There are students who think I'm singing. Hallelujah. So you need the leaves. The leaves are needed. Hallelujah. And the Bible is saying, you shall be like a tree planted whose leaves never wither. In other words, your leaves will be evergreen. Anytime you are seen, you are so attractive spiritually. You are so attractive first and foremost to God. And you are attracted, you know, you are very attractive to people. Because you begin to express the beauty of God everywhere you find yourself. People would want to be like you. People want to live like you. Your lifestyle becomes so infectious. They can see Christ in your life. Hallelujah. You will not need to introduce yourself to people. You know how people introduce themselves? What religion do you belong to? They say, I'm a Christian. No. People will not ask you, what religion do you belong to? People will say that, oh, I can see Christ in you. I can see that your life is so shining. And we see it and we give God praise for your very life. But that will happen when you are planted by the rivers of water. May God plant you by the rivers of water. And may you be determined to stay right where God has planted you. Hallelujah. And then he says, whatsoever things he does will prosper. It means that you will begin to enjoy supernatural prosperity. You begin to enjoy divine prosperity. In other words, you'll be a fruitful Christian. Your life will depict the beauty of God. Hallelujah. The fruits of the Spirit will come alive from you. People will look at you and they will see love. They will understand what real love means. Amen. Because, you know, the world has corrupted love. But when you plant yourself by the rivers of water, you would see that they would see what real love means. They will see peace. Hallelujah. They will feel peace all around you. and you will feel peace all around you. Peace is not when there is an absence of chaos or absence of difficulty or absence of challenges or absence of pain. But in the midst of all the challenges and the vicissitudes of life, the things that are happening, you will still have an inner peace and inner calm. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that as you begin and continue to stay by the rivers of water and you connect to God, and here the connection, you see, because the basis of your prayer is even more effective when you have more of God's word with you. He says, I will watch over my word to perform it. It's not your words he performs, but it's his words. He makes sure that what you present to him is in line with his will. It's in line with his will. Amen. Sometimes we feel that everything that we pray for is what the answers will get. Sometimes you not get answers because the prayer, like James put it, you are praying amiss. Yeah. You are praying so hard, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I've been waiting for too long. I'm not getting married. Let the man die. Let the man die. Let the man die. Let the man die so that I can get married. I mean, what kind of prayer is that? Such a prayer will not be answered. So the prayer must be in line with God's will for your life. And the more you stay in his presence and the more you spend time in his presence, you will have and catch a glimpse of God's will for your life. Because you see, you will begin to see his plans in the perfect law of liberty for your life. Even if you cannot hear him speak audibly to you, at least you can hear him speak through his word. Hallelujah. I know God's will for my life. I know God's plan for my life. If I read Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. They are thoughts of peace. You know, so when I'm experiencing something that looks like a chaotic situation, I know that, look, even in the midst of that chaotic situation, God's plan for my life is to give me peace, peace, peace. They are thoughts of peace and not evil, to give me a future and a hope. When I think that the future is becoming very, very, very dim, I still hold on to his word because I know that his perfect plan for me is that he wants to give me a great future and he wants to give me a great end. Hallelujah. So to build up on a very good prayer life, you need to be versed in God's word. Is somebody understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. You need to be interested in studying. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. May you be filled with his word. How are you filled with his word? You literally have to take the word, the Bible. Hallelujah. And you literally have to learn how to read it. And when you are reading the word of God, you are not reading Mills and Boons. You are not reading any of Jeffrey Archer's books. That is like you try and read fast. Sometimes you take a verse and you meditate on the verse. A lot will be spoken to you from that verse. Hallelujah. So you take a chapter, you take a verse, you read it over and over again. You think through it and you want to find out, what is God telling me at this particular time? You will hear the voice of God audibly as he speaks to you. Amen. We said that prayer is an act of faith. Amen. It's an act of faith. Anyone who engages in prayer is a man of faith. And I'm telling you that if you are a man of faith, the Bible says that you please the Lord. you will please the Lord. He says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. They that come to him must believe that he is a rewarder of them that who diligently seek him. Amen. We learn that prayer makes you into a man of authority. When we look at the life of Jesus, our perfect example, his life was a life of authority. He was able to command demons, and the demons obeyed. Amen. When he spoke, anytime he spoke the word, people admired and they were astonished at the great wisdom that he carried. And they were shocked at the miracles that he did. I mean, somebody being ushered into the cemetery to be buried, he just goes there and tells the person to arise. That is power. That is authority. And I believe that God is bringing you to that realms. As you stay in God's presence, you become a man of authority. You become a man of power. Amen. And then his words were full of grace. Hallelujah. When you have been condemned so badly by the people around you, because they've caught you in sin. You know, and what I get amazed at is, sometimes people who have themselves terrible things that has not been exposed yet, you know, are the people who sit in the seat of judgment. And it's amazing, you know, because you see, as you are pointing one hand, one finger, the rest are pointing at you. There are many things that you see in that brother, in that sister, times four. Times four. Because he point at me like that. When you point like that, you see that one is pointing at Reverend Albert. Do you understand? And then the three are pointing, plus the thumb. So what I'm just trying to help you to know is that as you are pointing at somebody, all right, the three are pointing, and the one is also reminding you that, Charlie, there is a God up there who is watching. There is a God up there who is watching you. Make sure that before you stand in the place of judgment, make sure that you are perfect yourself. And listen, perfection is not about do's and don'ts. Perfection is not about do's and don'ts. Perfection is about the condition of your heart. You can be doing things right in the eyes of man, but your heart is far. That is why God said that this generation, they serve me with their lips. Oh Lord, I magnify you. You see, when you are praying, magnify doesn't come. It's become like a cliche. I magnify you. I glorify you. What are some of the words? I exalt you. You lead us in prayer. What are some of the words? Hallowed be your name. Listen to me. You want to hallow God? You want to really, really hallow God? Read John chapter 15, verse 8. That is how to hallow God. Look at it. That's how to hallow God. You don't hallow God with empty words. He says, herein is my Father hallowed. The word hallowed means glorified. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So ye shall be my disciple. You want to really say, Lord, we hallow you. Let your fruits hallow him. The fact that you said, I hallow you, doesn't mean you are hallowing him. Oh, yeah. Haven't you seen guys saying things like, Charlie, I love you like she. It's more about Thomas. Me does a repol. A pobia, a one junction. How many have heard that before? Is it not the same people who keep disappointing? Now, if you have disappointed your fellow man, would you not be able to disappoint God? We say things, oh, I will be with you forever. Brother Peter said, look, Jesus, so far as I'm concerned, as far as I know, the last time I checked, I'm glued to you. I'm not going anywhere. And then a little girl comes to interrogate him, and look at the way he's messing up. Messing up and dinner. Hey, 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 quack, 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 quack. Nah. Running away. Hallelujah. So listen to me. May our words not be empty words. I say, may our words not be empty words. May our words work hand in hand with the fruits that really glorifies the Lord. He says, herein is my Father glorified, in that ye bear much fruit. Amen. May you be a fruitful believer. Yeah, and any time you go before God, you see, a person who's even listen, your bonuses are normally subject to how much fruit you bear in that business. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the banks, you can ask them. The bonuses are subject to the profits that the bank has made. It's subject to the performance. Amen. But you know, there are some people, they have not performed. They have caused financial loss to the company. And at the end of the year, they are still expecting bonus. There is something wrong with you. You lack understanding. Hallelujah. So you will notice that once you become fruitful, your bonuses also increases. I said your bonus also increases. Once you become fruitful with the word of God, you become fruitful in soul winning. You become fruitful with the work that he has assigned you to do. It's automatic. Automatic. Hallelujah. He says that once you do this, then whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. He will give it to you. Why do you want to be rewarded when you have got 9 in chains? Who does that? Who does that? You know, I had a cousin, he just came. He didn't even understand. Class 3. He came, they were 43, he was the 43rd. He came with his terminal report. When he came, he was so excited. You see, he thought that the more you get, the better you are. The more much. So when he came, he was dancing around and then he said, oh, he was 43. So the people who had were first, they had only one. Even his level of understanding is so, oh, what a shock. Hallelujah. But you are going to rise up to be fruitful. Listen, God wants us to be fruitful. Now, we can only be fruitful when we abide and we are very connected to him and his word. Say amen to that. Number 3, pray. Because prayer makes you a man of anointing. Prayer makes you a man of anointing. You see, when you carry anointing, there are different things that will happen to you when you are a man of anointing. When you are a man of anointing, you are slippery in the hands of Satan. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember when we were young, they used to say that these armed robbers, when they are going to steal, they smear themselves with oil or shea butter and they come naked. So when you catch them, then they slip. Do you understand? So you want to catch them. As you catch them, no, because they are so slippery, they just pull their hand like that. And that's what the anointing will do for you. So when the enemy wants to destroy your life, when he gets hold of you, you slip through his hands. You are becoming a man of anointing. You are becoming a woman of anointing. A man of anointing is someone who carries power. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me. A person who has the Spirit of the Lord upon him. A man of anointing is a man who has the Spirit of God upon him. And mind you, if you have the Spirit of God, the things that God has been doing, you will be a doer of it. If he's creating, you will create. If he's healing, you will heal. Hallelujah. If he's delivering, you will deliver. If he's been able to do so much within the shortest possible time, you'll be able to do so much within the shortest possible time. Hallelujah. In the minds of many, they think that, oh, if I have to build a house, it must take my lifetime. Because that is the environment you have grown in. That I'm trying to build a two-bedroom house and already you have developed BP. After that, you have developed all kind of conditions. But look, when you become a man of anointing, you'll be able to do many things within the shortest possible time. Think about it. That God took 6 days and he was finished with creating. 6 days. I'm not talking about 6 years. I'm not talking about 60 years. 6 days, creation was over. You are going to do things in the shortest possible time. I said, when you become a man of anointing, you will do things in the shortest possible time. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. 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 When you are close to someone, something rubs off you. When you are close to God, the anointing will rub off you. Hallelujah. Whenever you spend time in prayer, you are spending time talking to God. The more you talk to someone, the closer you become to the person. True or not true? The closer you are to someone, the more things rub off you, on you. Just recently, I mean, during this convention, a group came from a town, you know, and we were just interacting and we were just talking. As we were talking, suddenly things that they've been struggling to address and solve, the things just came up. I said, oh, so this thing, why has it not been done? Oh, come on, let's organize it. Hey, I called this person. I said, look, let's solve this problem. Another problem came. Let's solve this problem. Another problem came. Let's solve this problem. The problems were solved because they decided to be close and talk to me about the real issues. And I realized that that problem within my context, I could address them. And I told them something. I said, do you see why you should pray to God all the time? You have been far away. I'm sure by now you have insulted me. These people, they are living in Accra. They don't know what is going on. But listen to me. You need to communicate. Yeah, sometimes people do. They are living in Accra. They don't know. They put me in a branch of this bank. They are not even helping. They are sitting in Accra. They are driving their car. You see, listen to me. Wait. Don't condemn yet. Bring things up. Communicate things. Sometimes we are so familiar, even with our spouses, that we have expectations. I was expecting you that you would do this. How would he know? Is he a magician? Have you experienced that before? When I did this, you should have known that this meant that. What is that? Hallelujah. Instead of that expectation, communicate exactly what you want. Communicate it. Speak exactly what you want. And mind you, men, when you ask a lady and she says that there is nothing, that nothing is a book. Unless you're a novice, you don't know much. And you know, listen, dear lady, you are in pain because your guy is a novice. So when you say nothing, nothing means nothing to him. and you are getting angry when I said there is nothing, instead of coming to ask me and taking his time to ask me and taking his time to ask me, he just left with his friends. Look, you will die. There are some husbands, nothing actually means so much to them. It becomes a burden. It becomes a prayer topic. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And then probably during the day, they would do some follow-ups with some text messages. And that day, they would do some surprises. You are there, then they bring you some fried rice. Oh, I just thought of you, and I brought you fried rice. Try to break the ice. But you are angry with your husband because when he said nothing, he also understood. Listen, we all have our level of understanding. The person you are comparing your husband to, your husband is in sixth form. The person is in nursery two. Oh, you didn't hear what I just said. May God give you revelation. I wish I could offer you an easier way, but only prayer will bring you close to God. Turn to somebody and tell him, only prayer will bring you close to God. Tell him, only prayer will bring you close to God. Now, if you have this attitude of prayer, you must always have an atmosphere creator. Yes, and the atmosphere creator, you don't need to get any expensive one if you don't have the money to buy. Something that can play a very nice gospel music, spiritual gospel music, and then as you are in that environment, the environment is so conducive, the spiritual climate is so prepared, and it will charge up the ability to pray. Every environment attracts certain things. When you put in spiritual songs, it will attract something. Prayer. The attitude of prayer will be there. If you put in sexual healing songs, hallelujah. So choose even the songs, and once the atmosphere is created, even in your worship, as you get deeper and minister unto God, by the time you realize you have entered his gates with thanksgiving, you are now going further into his courts with praise, and then by the time you realize, you are getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, and you can get so deep that people will be knocking at your door and you can't hear. Because your spirit man is so connected and in tune with God, you don't want to relate with any other person but God and God alone. Hallelujah. You see that when the phone is ringing, cry, you don't want to pick it. But when you pick it, you know that you are so high that this thing will bring me low. Amen. In Exodus 24:18, the Bible says, and Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Moses spent quality time. You will notice that Moses was a man who spent long hours with the Lord. After being so long on the mountain, the glory of the Lord was evident on him. When you spend long periods in the presence of the Lord, the glory of the Lord will come upon you. I said the glory of the Lord will come upon you. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. The Bible says, verse 7, but if the ministration of death written and engraven in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, hallelujah, which glory was to be done away. After Moses had spent quality, good time in the presence of the Lord, the Bible says that when he came down, the people couldn't behold his face. That is the glory of God. The more time you spend with God, the demon possessed at your workplace can't look at your face. Yeah. I had a house help many years ago when we started life. The girl was a witch. A witch from Adesu. She was the godmother of all witches in Adesu. But when you see her, So one day my wife goes for a function, and then a lady who's from there who knew the girl said, "Hey, mommy." So she called my wife and said, "Where do you know this girl from?" I said, "Oh, that's my house help." He said, "Hey, really? She is the queen of witches in Adesu. And you know why the people sent the girl to us? Because I was a pastor." Oh, wow. I mean, how can you tempt the pastor? Oh, so for the head in the bar. But you know what I noticed? This girl would never look into my eyes. She would always be looking down. And around that time, I think Prudence was 2 years. "Don't touch me. Hey. I said, "Prudence, you need to respect her. Call her auntie." Oh, I'm sure that her spirit, maybe she didn't even know what she was doing, but her spirit couldn't bear. You know, so after some time, we noticed that actually it wasn't gel, it wasn't working. So we had to let her go. It was later that we noticed that actually the girl had committed blunders in the house. Yeah. Now this is the same person who is cooking for me to eat. And some of you just say, "Oh, pen pipe, but so, oh, pen pipe, but you did you any see when even your prayer is not spiritual." Blessed, bless. What does it mean? "For what we come and dine with us, oh Lord." God, he doesn't eat fufu, he doesn't eat salad, let me tell you. Even Jesus on earth, he told us what his meat was. He said, "My meat is to do the will of the Father, not chicken." They cook and then they bring to you and then you are eating it. You don't even pray. Yeah. The Bible says that a prayer of thanksgiving will sanctify. So that prayer that you pray, say, "Father, we sanctify." Can you sanctify food? "Father, for what you've given to us, we are so grateful. We present it to you and we thank you." As you are thanking the Lord, angels are sanctifying the food. That's the prayer you should pray. "Lord, we purge." Can you purge? Do you have what it takes to purge? Hallelujah. Oh, somebody is being delivered today. Somebody's prayer life is changing today. Somebody's attitude towards God's word is changing today. Listen to me. It's about time you become more serious with God. Because we live in a dark world filled with wicked people. There are people you help, you love, but still they want to pay you with evil. And you can't understand. Have you experienced that thing before? So you must always be connected to God. You must always be in tune with God. As the anointing of the Lord comes upon you, number one, you become a great worker in the kingdom. And you do exploits. Number two, the anointing inside of you will teach you even how to do things. And number three, it will make you so slippery. And it will make you juicy and fat. Somebody is becoming juicy and fat. I'm not talking about obesity. I am talking about how God is going to make you flourish and prosper. Say amen to that. Number four, pray because prayer binds demonic activities in your life and in your ministry. Sometimes you don't know what you are saying. As you are praying in the spirit, Rabadoza, Lebrenekada, Zava Kapaya, Rebadoza Bakade, Lebrenekeda, Rabazun Talebaka, Rabadakade, Vako Tayanda Rababa, Muzan Telele, Rabadaka, Basho Talabaka, Leberekada, Rabadaka, Basho Talababarianda Rababa. To the natural mind, there is no understanding to it. But in the realms of the spirit, the Bible says you are speaking mysteries. You are speaking mysteries. Hey, there are some demons there that have been assigned that want to destroy your life. But as you pray, you bind demonic forces. And sometimes when they see that they cannot get you, they will go to what they can get. And that is why when they notice that they can't get Job initially, they started touching his things. They started touching his children. Sometimes the enemy will touch your business such that you will get to a point where you become so tired and give up. Yeah, so you need to pray. Turn to somebody and tell you, you got to pray. Sometimes you want to touch your health. But let me tell you something. If you're a man of prayer, you are always saturated with power. You are always embedded in the presence of the Lord. And the enemy cannot have access to you. Say amen. You are rising up in prayer. Dear friend, dear pastor, a church is not a secular organization. Did you hear that? If you're a pastor, you need to pray. It's not a secular organization where all you do is administration and meetings. No. Part of the work, part of the church work, 50% of the work is spending time in behind closed doors. And have you see that very important meetings are held behind closed doors? Yeah. Very important meetings are held behind closed doors. So you see that maybe a president comes into a country and then, I mean, he's giving his speech on the open and other things. And then you see that the reporter will say that, yes, and the president of that country and the president of our country had this meeting behind closed doors. Those meetings are the more serious meetings. The ones that they came to talk to you there is just to make you happy. But the real meetings are the behind closed doors. And I'm praying for somebody that you will constantly have meetings with God behind closed doors. Hallelujah. Stand in the gap for your family. Stand in the gap for your children. Stand in the gap for your spouse. Stand in the gap for your business. Stand in the gap for your ministry. Don't sleep. Don't sleep. There are some people, shall I miss my bed? You just like your bed. The smallest time you want to lie down. There are some people, I don't know, if they did wheels on their side, they would be very, very happy. So that every time they are moving, they are lying down like that. They just enjoy sleeping. You cannot sleep. When the enemy is working more than 24 hours to ensure that he destroys everything that God is trying to do with your life, you can't sleep. Turn to somebody and tell him you can't sleep. You will not sleep in the mighty name of Jesus. You need to bind the devil for several important reasons. Number one, you must bind his activity that causes divisions, disloyalty among leaders. You are a businessman. Usher your business into the hands of God, because you have no idea that people that rise up to become so disloyal, you need to bind the spirit behind it. If you're a pastor, pray. Amen. You must bind the influence that causes backsliding. Hey, there are things that causes backsliding. Hitherto, you love to pray. You love to spend time praying. What happened? Something worked against you. Backsliding. You don't pray anymore. You used to pray 3 hours. You don't pray anymore. Even 2 minutes, you cannot pray. Yeah. Hallelujah. You must bind the demons that cause poverty. Poverty is demonic. Partly, and then also the way your mind is working. Because there are some people, you see, sometimes when I see people complaining and saying, instead of helping the people by giving them money to do some work for themselves, let me tell you something. Before you put the money in that hand, that mind must be correct too. That mind must be correct. You see, anytime you are complaining about something, think through the thing before you complain. Because there are some people, no matter, look, you can give them $1 million. By the time you realize 3 days is finished. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Yeah, the problems of people are not, is not, most of the problems people have is not money. I'm telling you, it's not money. It is a wisdom problem. The problem of people is wisdom problem. Look, any marriage that is suffering a certain suffering here, yes, the demons have a way of fighting that marriage, but with wisdom you can overcome him. Yes. You read How to Neutralize Curses. That book would give you real revelation. Some of it you don't bind, though. Some of it you just apply the wisdom of God's word. Yes, the wisdom of God's word to overcome and neutralize. Amen. You must bind demons that cause immorality and sin in your members. Yeah. One day a guy said, look, I think I have to be castrated because I've seen that the thing I can't stop. Hey, Jack, the Lord can help you. I said, the Lord can help you. I said, the Lord can help you. You need to understand that, look, if you are a human being and you are a male, you can fall. You see, the earlier you accept that, look, because I'm wearing a flesh, I can be subject to weakness, and you become aware of that, you will do something about the situation. But where you see yourself as a Superman, hey, Superman there, what help does Superman need? Superman doesn't need any help. Hallelujah. And so then you begin to pray that, Lord, help me in this area. Help me in that area. Help me in this area. Hallelujah. You must bind the demons that cause depression. Yes, depression. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you are so depressed. Nothing happened the day before. Nothing happened weeks back. But you wake up and you can feel that you are heavy. You are heavy. You know, when even calls are coming, you don't want to pick. Because you don't want to talk to anybody. Listen to me. It is a demonic entity at work. The spirit of depression, yes, they will say it's a mental condition. But I dare tell you that majority of it is caused by demons. When you read the account of the madman of Gadara, the man was depressed. I mean, look at where he chose to go and live. So you see that there are some people where they choose to go and live. One day, there was a young lady, she went abroad and then they brought her back. When she came back to Ghana, somebody called me. I don't know if it's you who called me. Yes, you who called me. Yes, you've forgotten. Many years ago. Look, that, my church member, she's very, very depressed. Bishop, Reverend, go and look for him for me. Look for help. She had gone to live far away. Hey, no car goes there. No car goes there. She had gone to rent a place far away, and I went to look for her. When I went, he said, her life is over. I mean, everything is over for her. I mean, she's wasted her life. She feels like dying. I mean, she doesn't know what to do with her life. Depressed! Yeah, because she was supposed to go to school and she was using the money to chill. She used to eat KFC. Oko school, no. Bus is required. Now what for black cab? Black cab now for now the nanam. Now this can be a near what the bone crew, what the near the animal or boyfriends. Now, son, why are you depressed? I had to go and encourage her and bring her back into the church. So you may never know the state you find yourself in at a given time. And you must be able to know when demons are at work. Yeah. You may attribute it to the difficulty you are finding at work. You may attribute it to a marital difficulty. But I am telling you that when demons take over, they will always help you to find something to complain about. So that nobody knows that that is the situation. I pray in the name of Jesus that the power of depression is broken over your life. You will not walk in depression in the name of Jesus. The Lord will free you and set you loose from the powers of depression. And sometimes you feel oppressed in your members. It is demonic. Hallelujah. As you pray, the Lord will break forth that spirit out of your life. Amen. You must bind the spirits that raise accusations and slander against the church. If you're a pastor, see, people are accusing. If you're a Christian, people will accuse. And sometimes they will accuse you so much that the accusation can cause you to even backslide. But let me tell you something. You must be a man and a woman of prayer. It is very important. Amen. If you do not bind the devil, he will bind you in your own church. You will be unable to minister. No one will receive from you, and you will wonder what is going on. The devil will scatter your congregation time and time again. There will be complex network of stories, accusations, slanders, and discussions that constantly divide the church. Rise up today and bind Satan and demons in your church. Sometimes in your family, you see that gradually, you are dividing. You go into this family, this person doesn't talk to this person, this person doesn't talk to this person, this person doesn't talk to this person. There are factions in the family. A demon has been assigned in that family to ensure. And it's a familiar spirit. When you follow and you follow the trend, you will see that your great-grandmother and your great-grand-auntie and your great-grand-uncle, they were not in agreement. Then it moves on to the next generation. It moves on to the next generation. When it is your turn and it is your generation, you will have to bind that demon and seize that demon from oppression. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. There are some families, quarrels, fights. They enjoy fighting. Hallelujah. No matter what you do, whatever you say, if you give the person a cake, you see that you just look at the cake. Why is the cake part red and part? It's a basis for quarrel. Hallelujah. God is delivering you. God is delivering you. Through prayer, God is delivering you. Through closeness to God, God is delivering you. Through constant prayer, God is delivering you. Through continuous intercession, God is delivering you. Amen. As I bring my message to a close, number 5, pray because prayer creates and gives birth to new dimensions of ministry and new dimensions of things. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 66 verse 8, the Bible says, Isaiah 66 verse number 8. Let me read from verse number 7. Who is there? It says, before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. 8. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? Look at it. It says, for as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Many things are birthed through prayer. Ministries are birthed through prayer. Businesses can be birthed through prayer. Children can be birthed through prayer. Hallelujah. Going on your knees, constantly traveling in prayer. You should see a woman at the labor ward. And you should see how the woman pushes. Listen, there are so many things God has deposited inside of you that must be birthed in reality. God has put in you certain giftings, certain abilities. It will be birthed through prayer. You ask any woman how childbirth is like, she will tell you that, and normally this is how they say it too. They say that we don't know what to compare it to. You need to experience it yourself. That's what they'll tell you. That's what women tell you. See, but you see the men who say, oh, so kaka pain and labor pain, which one? You see, you are a man. That's why you are asking such a question. How can you compare toothache pain to labor? As they are laboring, then you see the nurse, Mami Kewa, over Kewa. I remember one day I was somewhere and the midwife, some old woman, the girl, instead of pushing, she was pushing from her chest. He said, hey, Mami Jenna, can I can't hear. No. He said, no. You have to push from here, from your stomach. And the woman was a typical woman from somewhere. Quiet. He can't. German on here, choke ya. German on here, but I choke ya. Hallelujah. The same place that the thing passed, the same place the thing will pass. Rise to your feet. Put your hands together for the Lord. Lift your hands to God. Lift your hands to Him. All across the room, lift your hands to Him. Thanking the Lord for His word. Yes, Lord. And thanking Him for the spirit of prayer. The spirit of supplication. Yes. The spirit of intercession. Yes. The spirit of thanksgiving. I want you to spend some time to pray in the spirit. Wherever you are, I want you to pray in the spirit. Oh, there are new dimensions of things that are being birthed through your prayer this morning. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the spirit right now. All across the room, don't open your mouth and begin to pray in the spirit. Don't be tired. You cannot be tired at this time. This is the time to lift your voice to God in prayer. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit all across the place. Rabada kadeba dozaba kabada ba pari andada baba. Yandada ba pari andada ba pari andada ba kori andada baba. Lebre de kade. Shabada ba la ba ba la ba pari andada ba ba la ba pari andada baba. Yandada ba pari andada ba ba la ba pari andada ba kabala baba. Rabada ba pari andada ba ba la ba la ba pari andada ba ba la ba pari andada ba kabala baba. Yandara babari andara bakori andara babara babari andara babara babari andara babara babari andara babari andara babari andara babari andara babara babari rabako pale babari andara babari. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that new dimensions, Lord, new dimensions in ministry, new dimensions in business, new dimensions in our lives, new dimensions. New dimensions, oh God, new dimensions. We pray, we declare in the name of Jesus that new things are being birthed right now. Lift your voice and speak to Him. Somebody lift your voice. Lift your voice, pray in the spirit. For if I pray in the spirit, I pray well.
Yes, 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 yes. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Speak to the Lord, Father of God. Thanking you for new dimensions being birthed. Thanking you, every demonic power, the spirit of depression, the spirit of poverty is broken in the name of Jesus. The spirit of immorality, oh, we break in the name of Jesus. Somebody lift your voice and pray. Mako pale baba, 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 mako pale baba. Rebele 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 rebele. Oh yes. Oh rebele rebele rebele. Father, we pray for the spirit of supplication to rest upon your church. We pray for the spirit of intercession to rest upon your church. We pray, O God, that your people will enter into a place of travailing prayers. Oh, who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the nations be born at once? As Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Lift your hands in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that we will enter into a place of travail. Yes, a place where we'll travail, O God, and give birth to new things. A place of travail that will give birth to new dimensions of ministry. We'll get to a place of travail where we'll give birth to new dimensions in business. We'll get to a place of travail and we'll give birth to new things, O God, in our lives. Oh, Holy Spirit, we bind the spirit of poverty and we declare, oh God, that it will not have a hold on your people in the name of Jesus. The spirit of lack, the spirit of want, yes, we declare in the name of Jesus that, Father, you will supply the needs of your people according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, we bind the spirit of depression. I command the spirits, oh God, that are assigned to bring depression into the lives of your people. I pray for total deliverance in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of oppression. You will not be oppressed in the name of Jesus. You will not be oppressed in your spirit. You will not be oppressed in your soul. Anything that is oppressing you, anything that is holding you down, today I declare that may the Lord be the lifter up of your head. Every hand that is feeble, may the Lord lift that hand up. Every knee that is feeble, every hand that is down, may the Lord lift that hand up. We curse the spirit of accusation. We curse the powers of accusations. We declare that your works is rendered null and void. Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that your peace will continue to rest on your people. The peace that passes all human understanding will be the portion of your sons and daughters. I release and I declare that your people will be ushered into a place of your glory. As we continue to stay in your presence, may we enjoy your glory. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name.
My God.
And all said amen.
As we close our eyes briefly, I want to throw invite to somebody who was invited this morning to come and fellowship with us. You've been blessed greatly at how the worship has gone, the praise have gone, prayer time, every aspect of the service has been a blessing to you. The word that you heard, you realize that, look, I need to pray. But I'm telling you that if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you cannot pray according to the will of God. And how can I have the Holy Spirit? Except you receive Jesus as the Lord of your life. This morning, I want to give you an opportunity. He is the Savior of the world. He died for our sins. The blood that he shed, the Bible says, that washed our sins away. This morning, he wants to save you and give you eternal life. You want to say, Bishop, pray for me. Wherever you're standing, can you just lift your hand? You want to give your life to Jesus? I'm going to pray for you right now. God bless you. Just lift it up high. Lift your hand up high, up high, up high, up high. God bless you. God bless you. Today is your day of salvation. Tomorrow might be too late. Now, if you've lifted your hand, do another thing for me. Can you step forward? Just walk to me. Come, 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 come. Put your hands together. Let's encourage them as they come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. He is calling you and he's saying, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Come, come to Jesus. Come, come. This morning is your opportunity. Take advantage. Precious ones, can you lift your hands? Pray this simple prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. This morning, I have heard your word. I acknowledge that I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. Please forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life. From today, I hand over my life and I yield to you. Have your way in me and lead me, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen.